The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. When the days of Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord. But first, let me say farewell to my family at home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." My brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good evening to everybody. How are you today? Keeping cool? Right, keeping cool. Okay. I will read to you a lyrics, and I don't know if this is familiar to you, okay? "I will follow him wherever he may go, and near him I always will be, for nothing can keep him away. He is my destiny. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my heart, I knew there isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from his love." Do you have an idea of this? Yeah, somebody there. Okay, but for those who do not have an idea, I will give a melody. I will sing these lyrics, and you will know what is this all about, right? But I will tell you, it is taken from Sister Act. Have you seen Sister Act? Okay, so Sister Act 1 or 2, it is sung by the group of sisters in the church, and the audience, one of the audiences is the Holy Father in the movie. And if anybody knows how to sing this, please join me, because this is a choral song. Anybody from the crowd, from our choir? Okay, I will just sing more or less. But even though it is out of tune, if it is sung for the Lord, that's okay, right? Okay. "I will follow him whenever he may go, and near him I always will be, for nothing can keep him away, he is my destiny. I must follow him, ever since he touched my heart I knew, there isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep keep me away from His love. Yes, okay. Okay. So this is the three people in the gospel have in their heart. I will follow you, Lord. Okay, but there are some conditions there. Okay, so how many of you knows what is the social engineering Instagram? Please raise your hands, Instagram. Okay, if you are old enough to know the Instagram, you are a young person. So this is for young generation and many of us, even though we are old. So Instagram is a social networking application made for sharing photographs and videos from a smartphone. So if you can have a shot on me, if you put that in Instagram, it will circulate around the world at this time. Okay? So similar to Facebook or Twitter, everyone who creates an account has a profile and a news feed. Okay? So if you post a photograph or video on Instagram, it will be displayed on your profile. Other users who follow, you will see your post in their own feed. Likewise, you will see posts from other users whom you chose to follow. So if you look at it in the Instagram, there are two things there, follows and following. Yeah. Follows and following. So, my dear friends, in my reflection based on the gospel, in the time of Jesus, he did not use Instagram so that others would follow him. He didn't use Facebook or Twitter either. There was no smartphone in Jesus' time, but news feed spread like wildfire. People followed him because of his preaching and his miracles. He created that profile. Multitude wanted to catch a glimpse of this man. Many were captivated by his personality and chose to follow him. So that is his profile. So speaking of profile, I created a written profile for Jesus to create a picture of him. His name is Jesus Christ. Place of birth, Bethlehem. Place of death, Golgotha. Father, God the Father. Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. The guardian, Saint Joseph. Famous ancestors, Abraham and David. Profession, Savior, Carpenter, Teacher, Healer, miracle worker. The characters of Jesus, sinless, humble, friendly, and selfish. Favorite hobby, playing tennis. No, it's not. Favorite hobby, saving humanity. That is his favorite. He always saved humanity. That is why the name Jesus means God saves. So that is his hobby, saving humanity. I am sure you can build your own profile basing on what I built for Jesus. So what will be your profile? If Jesus has multiple profession, what profession did we make for ourselves or individually? What is your profession individually? We all have our respective profession to what God called us to be, according to your status. But the universal profession is the call to holiness in life. That is our universal profession. Did you remember when I first get in here in Holy Family, I have a motto or like a slogan, be happy, be healthy, and be holy. Okay? And that will be also my advice to you right now. Be happy, be healthy, be holy. As you remember that, because I will be leaving this parish. Okay, this will be my last Mass with you. Okay, so be happy, be healthy, be holy. Okay, so my dear friends, some outstanding characters of Jesus are sinless, friendly, humble, unselfish. Can we create a profile like him as much as possible, like trying to avoid sin and create no enemies? Be not proud and be charitable or generous. Can we do that in our own profile? Jesus' favorite hobby is saving humanity. What favorite hobby do I have? Unfortunately, sometimes committing sins becomes our hobby. The hobby supposed to be that we have to do is try to be holy in your life. So in today's gospel, there are three would-be followers of Jesus, and Jesus presents to them the conditions and hardships they will encounter and will have to bear if they follow him. Here, Jesus is very honest and frank to his would-be follower. To the first man, whose profile I would say, "I will follow you wherever you go," his advice, "Before you follow me, count the cost." Jesus did not promise to the would-be follower a comfortable life, but a hard life. "No bed of roses if you follow me," said Jesus. "If you want to follow me, follow without reservation. I want your total commitment." To the second man, whose profile, "Let me go first to bury my father," which means go back home and take care of him until he dies. His advice was, "Let the dead bury their dead." Jesus did not mean that we should refuse to care for others, especially our parents in their old age. His startling statement, however, made clear that God must always be first in our lives. If we love him above everything, then everything else will fall into its proper place and time. To the third man, whose profile, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus' advice, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." He did not say yes or no, but to keep focus on the goal set for our lives, we will have what we call full happiness and union with God if we fix our eyes on Jesus. A plowman or a driver of a car who keeps looking behind makes a risk of changing direction. We will miss what God has for us when we keep on looking back. When the going is rough or the way ahead looks uncertain for us, we are tempted to look back to the good old days or to look for greener turf. Now the question is, are you resolved to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and to stay on the course in following him to the end? If Jesus is in the Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, but I would like to let you know that even the Holy Father has what he called the Twitter account, right? He has a Twitter account. You can put your post there and tweet with him, okay? So if Jesus in the Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, are you one of his followers? Do you post your updated photographs of your good deeds and behaviors with him? Do you take note and try to act on it to the good news feed He will pose for our spiritual journey. Did you take for a while a reflection? What shall I do with what God is telling me today? How can I follow Him? To end this homily, I will share with you 8 values to enhance one's life by Nardi, Reader Campion. According to him, there are 8 things, that values that we have to live. Number 1, be wise in the use of time. It is not a question of how much time we have, but what we do with it. Quality time, okay? 2, value work. Is the work vital, strengthening my own character, or inspiring others, or helping the world around us? 3, seek happiness each day. No frowning, okay? So if you are not happy today, it is time for you to be happy. Strive to be patient, unselfish. Have a purpose in life. Be strong and eager, and work mightily each day with grateful hearts. Be thankful to the Lord. Oh Lord, I am still alive in this world. 4, cherish love. True love builds up others and also yourself. Did you know that if you say, I love you, to other person, it is not only that that person will have good, comfortable, good feeling, but also you have good feeling too if you say, I love you, right? Okay. Keep ambition in check. Everybody has ambition, but make good judgment in life. 6, embrace friendship. It takes a great soul to be true friends. One must forgive much, forget much, and forbear much. Forgive and forget and forbear. Okay. 7, do not fear sorrow. Disappointment in life is inevitable. Pain is common to all. Sorrow is not given to us alone that we may mourn alone. It is given to us that having felt, suffered, wept, we may be able to understand what is love and what is to be blessed. And the last one of the important things in life, cherish your faith. Have faith in God. Faith in God will enable us to live our lives effectively, fearless, and abundantly. Amen. Will you follow the Lord?